There's an evil on these seas that even the most staunch and bloodthirsty pirates have come to fear.
Brooklyn's John P. Lightning.
Indeed, Brooklyn John, and Brooklyn's John P. Lightning back again. Now, who's this guy? Hey, good bed. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's 11 o'clock straight up on Radio New York International with some guy playing kind of honky-tonk barrel house piano here on the Grammy Awards. So you didn't have to suffer through all the minimally talented acts or any of the rap. All you're getting is the prime choice quality music here, the choice quality music, Kelly. Is that Michael Bublé or some such? I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are. All right, get it off. Get it off. It doesn't matter. I wanted to play. See, one of the reasons why, and there are so many, why some people are dismissive of John P. Lightning, put down John P. Lightning, make fun of, make light of John P. Lightning, is because of my legendarily rich, thick Brooklyn accent. There are many people that believe because I embrace my Brooklynese, because I have tried not at all to stanch or stifle those aspects of my speech that make it obvious that I am a New Yorker, that doesn't mind sounding like a New Yorker. Many people believe I shouldn't be on the air for that very reason. There's something unprofessional about sounding the way I do. Well, I believe, as a radio listener who gets to hear the veritable variety of broadcast voices, and many of the voices I hear are anything but professional or so-called radio voices, many of my favorite broadcasters do not have what would be considered atypical or stereotypical radio voices. And that does not at all limit my enjoyment of what they do. It does not in any way corrupt my ability to appreciate their other radio talents. In other words, one does not necessarily have to have a radio voice to do good radio. John P. Lightning's opinion. Now, what makes me mention this? Somebody whose radio work I heard for the first time this week. I was tuning to Air America Radio in hopes of hearing another broadcaster who was supposed to be on, but was not. Instead, I heard this voice of a relatively well-known person. If you do not know, I'll ask you all after I play it, and then I'll tell you all about him. This relatively well-known person has, without a doubt, the worst radio voice ever. Now, for good reason, because of a disability he suffers, he sounds this way. But I do not think I would give a radio show to somebody that sounds this way. Hit it, brother.
Now, you know, you're a reporter who is obviously comes from a very idealistic background. You want to, your whole career demonstrates your willingness and your anxiousness to explore substantive issues, to do real investigative reporting, to find out real answers, and to do things that are significant ultimately to decision making in the democracy. But you yourself talk about how you get locked into this horse race dynamic, and how young reporters coming into it really can't escape from it.
Wow. Imagine trying to buck up, be strong, and tolerate 2 hours of listening to that voice. Do either one of you gentlemen want to take a guess at who that might be?
I'm having a clue.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. None other than Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who suffers from a vocal disorder known as spasmodic dysphobia. There are approximately 15,000 people in the U.S. of A. afflicted with this condition. So, of course, he co-hosts a program on Air America Radio where I found that I was spending my time not listening to what he was saying, but how he was saying it, and that shaky quiver that is caused by his condition. I'm not making fun. I am, I think, relatively accurately mimicking the way he sounded there on the air. Now, as far as I know, prescient, sharp, been noted to be downright brilliant. But giving somebody whose ability to speak is that compromised a radio show. Wow. That particular disorder, spasmodic dysphonia, gives a what is described as a strained, broken, or sometimes breathy tone to the people who have that condition. Now, doctors really don't have much of a way to treat it, except it seems for Botox shots right into the vocal cords. Ow. They do that a few times a year, and it turns out the results do significantly help, but I assume he's getting them, and if that's significant, I can imagine what he's like without the shots. By the way, the number of sufferers could be much larger because a lot of patients are misdiagnosed, according to the director of the National Spasmodic Dysphonia Association. I'm laughing. That's terrible. Botox is definitely the catch me out when it comes to this disease, he said. Wow.
When he did the commercial for Hillary Clinton, because he's the one backing Hillary of the all the Kennedys.
Yeah,
he did not speak that way. So this must have been right after he had the
shot. Oh, I bet. Yeah, kind of like Michael J. Fox, who supposedly did not get his shots, so he was all shaky. And you know, Rush Limbaugh was on the air making fun of the way he speaks and his body movements, which are wholly uncontrollable because of his predicament.
He was on the Today Show. They did a reunion of the whatever that show was he was on.
You get up early enough to watch that crap too.
It wasn't until the 9 o'clock hour. I'm up there by 9 o'clock. I'm not like Mike here. But anyway,
by 9 o'clock, I'm falling out of my job site already.
But he did have those shaky movements. It is getting progressively worse with Michael J. Fox. You can't stop it.
Yeah, how could you? That disease is progressive to the point. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how I would live with something like that. You know, what do you do? What do you tie your fucking limbs down? What do you do? Yeah, a normal life has been taken. It's gone. It's not a possibility. I you must give great credit to anybody that could withstand that could withstand the awful effects of such a horrendous disease and carry on with their lives in any way. What are these guys singing, the national anthem? Look at them.
They just did the tribute to those who passed away this year. They closed with Pavarotti. So maybe they're doing Pavarotti here. I don't know.
Whoever they are, they shouldn't have been. It's the Grammy Awards.
The Grammy Awards are sponsored by Target. Expect more. Pay less.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, there it goes.
Send your money to the French, yes. I know people still hate the French for that.
What has this got to do with the French?
Target is owned by a French conglomerate.
Okay. Yes. Mitt Romney made a comment this week regarding how, you know, how if you vote for the Democrats, I mean, this is almost as bad as being French. I'm paraphrasing a little, but he had to bring in the French. As a, you know, there's still these silly misnomers that we are continuing to equate the French with surrender monkeys and all this nonsense. You know, what I wouldn't give to be broadcasting from a country that beautiful, albeit with some slightly smelly people.
My father hated the French, and this was back in the 60s. I mean, Republicans have hated the French since time immemorial, so don't worry about it.
Or as we say here in Brooklyn, time immemorial.
Yeah. So, in other words, don't worry. Whatever they did wrong, whatever was wrong, the French also do it, so don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it at all. I want to see if I can get you some of that that Botox that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not using.
What?
Maybe it will prevent you from speaking.
I don't
My God. Supposedly, it disconnects the nerve-to-muscle signals. It reduces abnormal muscle activity and allows normal speech. So this guy should really be shooting up before every radio show he does. Kind of like Amy Winehouse shoots up before every concert that she gives. Oh, I don't know.
You're nuts.
Yes, I am. That's it. That's why I don't. That's why sometimes I don't want to go on. I want to go on. Speaking of big words, I had to look this one up just to figure out what it meant. Dyspepsia. I thought it was some form of soft drink.
I've forgotten
again what it means.
Yeah, you throw it down the drain. It's dyspepsia.
No, it's something like. No, actually, I looked up. I had to look up the meaning of the word. Because the more I looked at it, I couldn't figure out what the... Robbie, give me some music or something. I got to get the dictionary. Hold on. Give me a little... I'll be right back. Disgruntlement! Whoa! It's disgruntlement! What I feel about being on WBCQ? There we go. I'm standing up now. Who pointed this out to me the other night? I think it was Brother Dave there. Paul Schaefer. You know why Paul Schaefer always performs standing up? I forgot now. Because of one of his idols always performed that way, and now I've forgotten who it was. See, and I set myself up. Well, if he calls off the air, wow, my left nut was caught in the in the seam on the underwear, and I stood up, and wow, that was a very painful moment.
Yeah,
It's a good thing I keep my shack smoothly shaven. That would have been a moment of damn incredible pain instead of just minimally painful.
Wear tighty-whities. You wear the...
Yeah, well, no, I don't... You know, boxes, you see, when you are robust in that area, such as I, where most men are just a bust in that area, when you are robust in that area, you need something that fits tight so that you don't have it, you know, hanging, flopping all over the place.
Wear a banana hammock, damn it. You know?
What? What the hell is that? Hammock?
You ever heard of those things?
Hold on. I got to take
a seat.
It's
like a song for guys.
Because I might have to take a call. So what?
It's like a song for guys.
Oh, well, you see, those of us who undergo that incredible sexual transformation that transgender people do and just regular old cross-dressers, there's something called a gaff. GAFF, which is a very tight fitting undergarment that surrounds that area that helps hide the male bulge. Okay, so if you're doing female impersonation, you have to have a couple of gaffs on hand, or commit a couple of gaffs if you don't wear the proper size one. As the case may be. Now, I mentioned this dyspepsia. I assume I am reading it right because of this. Item I want to read to you from the Department of Redundancy Department, all right? In an article by William the Bloody Crystal. What is there something going on over there that I need to know about? He's taking care of something on the side there. Okay. All right. Here's the article by William Crystal. The prospect of John McCain as the likely Republican presidential nominee has produced a squall of anger on the right. Normally reserved columnists and usually ebullient talk radio hosts vie to express their disgust with McCain and their disdain for the Republicans who are about to nominate him. Now, here it comes. The conservative movement as a whole appears disgruntled and dyspeptic. Well, we just read to you the meaning, the definition of the word dyspepsia, which is disgruntlement. But he states in this sentence, the conservative movement as a whole appears disgruntled and dyspeptic, which seems to be, well, it's why we call it the Department of Redundancy Department. Now, As if that's not strange enough, here's the very next line from the very next paragraph. Now I have nothing against a certain amount of disgruntlement and dyspepsia. He did it again. Oh, look at that. John Fogerty and his amazing drummer are performing now. Oh my God, look at Jerry Lee, and he recognized him.
You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious.
I look like I'm dead.
I had to jump on my bottom of the Then you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind. Love is fine. Goodness gracious.
My costume bag fell out.
Kiss me, baby.
God.
Love me, baby.
Why did they do this to him?
If you let me love you like a lover should.
Very cadaver-like. Not no fine.
Kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine.
Oh, Lord. I suddenly feel old.
Come on, baby. Time to quit. Goodness gracious. It's great balls of fire.
Yes, big guy?
With all the health problems that guy's had, you're surprised he's still alive.
I guess I should be. I'm surprised he could still bang out those same two keys.
Well, kiss me, baby.
Oh, this is embarrassing. Am I being too hard on the old guy?
Yes,
yeah, you're right.
Got to tell the world
that you're mine. Hit it, Jerry.
Goodness
gracious, get me some new dentures. I knew it the minute I heard that sound. Now, it still looks pretty damn good for his age, folks. It's Little Richard, and as we like to say, Little Richard goes a long way. Well, that old fruit still got him. All right, take it on, Little. Hey, we remember real rock and roll. That's the remember real rock and roll portion of the Grammys.
CD Series Ultimate Grammy Collection is in stores now and also available through Grammy.com.
Buy them. Buy them right now.
Proceeds from the collection will go to the Grammy Foundation to benefit music education.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, that wasn't bad. At least a little portion there. I'm sorry. Jerry Lee, I'm barely able to sing. Goodness gracious. I said, yeah, they might as well have Robert F. Kennedy.
So, oh, come on.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Hey, what's the guy around almost 80
now?
Early
morning to the early, early night. I'm on Air America Radio. I sound like such a fright. Golly, Miss Molly. You're like the ball. But when I ball, I tend to fall because I got these spasmodic things that are happening to me, and I am a cruel fuck.
Yes, you are. You are one son of a bitch. You know that?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's great to be here with you tonight. I'm Jim Blue. Jim Blue somebody. You did something to somebody. What the hell? Where did we go wrong? My dyspeptic ulcer is kicking it out. Maybe, you know, hey, well, that's probably where that word came from, dyspepsia. After, why do they call it a peptic ulcer, right? A peptic ulcer has to do with the digestive system.
Yes.
So I guess dyspepsia means, as we say, means disgruntlement. So I don't know how the two fit together. There must be a connection there somewhere I'm missing. I don't know. And I was going to read the rest of this column, but you know what? I don't care. I just want to get out of here now. Yeah. So, we got a call. That's right. We have a caller. I am now maybe still on the line. So we're going to get back to our relatively busy phone because this guy hopefully has the answer to a question I really didn't care that much about. But as I asked it and then couldn't answer it, I need the person with the answer, which has to do with the Paul Schaefer thingy there, the person that got him to start performing standing up. Because I was making fun of Paul Schaefer the other night, as is my want. And a real true desire on my part, because whatever award ceremony or concert, if it's happening here in New York City, Paul Schaefer has to be there. Now, yeah, he's a great band leader and organizer and all that, but I'm so sick and fucking tired of Paul Schaefer.
You know, you're lucky that your idol wasn't William B. Williams, because he did his show. He did his radio show standing up. You'd be standing up if your idol was William B. Williams.
Not that, like hell. I'd be doing it laying down if I could, if it was
like
possible.
Like Gene Shepard.
He'd be doing it laying down now if he
yes,
was.
Yes, I know.
If he was doing it, but no, not Willie B. Nothing like that. Who else? Oh yeah, Randy Rhoads does her show with a handheld microphone. Another strange person.
Oh God, what a disgusting answer.
Why is that disgusting? What's wrong with that? You just have something against Randy? What is it? Something about the politics? What's your problem, pal?
I'm saying if I was to hold this microphone.
No. Like, keep your hands away from the microphone, please. I don't know how she does it, but she does it well. All right, let's see. Dave, you there on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, now you want to explain this thing to me?
Oh, anyway, about Paul Schaefer.
Your phone line sounds as shitty as Raul's did.
Well, possibly. Anyway, Paul Schaefer's idol was Mike Smith of the Dave Clark phone.
Right. The organ player, the keyboard guy.
Because of that, he stands up all the time. He says he gets a great rush doing it. He feels like Mike Smith.
No, by the way, whatever became of Mike Smith?
Well, he had a stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Isn't he, like really disabled?
There.
Yeah, and what a shame. Why did I feel a need to say that? Of course it's a shame. It's mainly a shame because, like, we can't get to appreciate his talents anymore. Not to mention he's racked up these incredible medical bills that, fortunately, some members of the music community have helped him out with, but not enough, you scumbags.
And, you know, the Dave Clark Five made the Hall of Fame.
Finally.
So, I mean, but, you know, they were thinking maybe they may have been on steroids, some of the hits.
Oh, come on now.
But, and anyway, listen, John, you were making fun.
Yeah, and then Brian, what's his name there, saved all the syringes, so they might find that their Hall of Fame membership has been rescinded.
John.
Yeah.
You were making fun of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, and for good reason. Golly, Miss Molly.
John, you know what the problem is? In 30 years, you're going to be doing this stinking little radio show, and you're going to be, it's the old country.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. John P. Lightning here with you on Planet Radio WBCQ.
And you'll be swelled up.
And our thanks, as usual, to Alan H. Weiner Jr.
And you'll be swelled up on steroids like he is.
No way.
Alan. Yeah.
And Mike will be sitting there forgetting which line it is, you know, and And Big Steve will be talking about doo-wop, and no one will care about doo-wop in 30 years.
No. In 30 years, I'll be talking about rap, and no one will care about rap.
Because that's what you'll be playing. Well, those will be, they're oldies now. Yeah. Well, rap's been around since the 80s. So,
hip-hop, yeah.
Rap, doo-wop, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rap-wop, I don't know.
Anyway,
that's a friend of mine that I work with.
It's cold outside, so bundle up, guys.
All right, we'll get them to bundle up. I'll have to go in just the heat to actually give some tomorrow to my tenants. Thank you, Dave, for clearing that up. Whew, I feel so much better now. That was not at all important, but
there was something
you got it done there. Why?
There was something he said, you know, Mike Smith stood up playing the organ, but didn't a lot of organists with bands, you know, especially with the old Hammond B3,
have to
basically stand up if they wanted to be seen on stage? Otherwise, they were buried.
Oh, you put them up on a riser or something. Yeah, who's this guy up on the riser now? What is this?
Pearly white. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 5 to 0, 50th anniversary, the big half a century Grammy. We celebrating jammies, celebrating jammies, celebrating all the
I'm wearing my jammies.
The record of the year is the ultimate Grammy. It means that you had yourself a pretty big slammy, a smash, a monster, a super mega hit. There's a lot of big shows, but this is big as it gets. There's a lot of dope shows, but
this is real shit. No, I'm okay.
Be celebrating hits like this. Strangers in the night.
Oh,
exchanging glances. I know y'all know this song. What's up, y'all? How you feeling? It's a G to the R to the A to the M to the M to the Y. And you know I'm so fly. And you ever want to find me, put your hands up. And if you never want to grab me, listen up, listen up. Don't worry. Be happy. Because it's a beautiful day when you're nominated for such a beautiful song.
You should be sedated. All right, get him out. I can't take it off. Actually, that wasn't terrible.
Actually, yeah, they're trying to get him to do single lines from pop songs that have won the Song of the Year over the last 50 years.
Ah, that could have possibly worked, but it worked.
Yeah.
On a subliminal level, it's made me want more real music. But you see, that's taste. I have concluded, and fairly recently, and once again, it's the age thing. You know, there really is no such thing as bad music. It's a matter of degrees of taste. I have friends of mine that they don't want to listen to nothing except some of the hardest core rap music that leaves me going, huh? And I listened to it. I said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just not for me. It's just not. I don't know if you guys agree. Not that you probably are exposed to that much of the music, but no. I have concluded there's really not much in the way of music that is inherently bad. That's bad music. That's horrible music. It's terrible music. It's all a matter of taste and to a great degree, age. What you were exposed to as a child. What you grew up with. What has helped formulate your taste.
What you were just saying, and up there the presenters, Usher and Quincy Jones.
Wow, that's Tracy Jones?
Quincy Jones.
Oh, Quincy Jones. I thought that was Tracy Morgan and he had on a fat suit.
The time has come to present the final award of the night, the Grammy for Album of the Year.
Ooh, this is what we've all been staying on the air for, huh?
These nominees are outstanding. Echo, silence, patience, and grace.
This could be a Foo Fighters year. No. Vince Gill, who has had better albums.
River,
Herbie Hancock, I mean, he's a no-show. Come on, why even bother at this point? Kanye West, maybe. You know, he's still like, you know, that this he could be the one. He could be the one.
Black, Amy Winehouse.
If there was, and if there is a, I'll state for the record, there is a God if Amy gets it. And I'll retract that statement tomorrow.
Goes to... River, the Johnny Letters, Herbie Hancock.
You gotta be fucking kidding! Stop! But Herbie Hancock over Amy Winehouse and the Foo Fighters?
I'm telling you, the Grammys have always been conservative.
This is absurd. Ah, gee, it's the irrelevancy that I normally treat the Grammys with has once again been codified into law. It is official. Herbie fucking Hancock.
Come on.
Who bought the record? Who's been playing the record? Don't you hear it all the time on Z100 or whatever station is playing popular music? Not, are you shitting me, Grammy assholes?
Like you were just saying, it's taste what you grew up with. The point is, the guy came out with a great friggin' album. It didn't have to be popular. It just had to be good for the people who voted for who was going to make the award.
Now I guess I'm going to have to listen to it and decide for myself if there's anything great about it. But up against Amy Winehouse's album.
But you're
album,
not a jazz fan, then that's going to hurt.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean I'm not a jazz fan? There's jazz in this house. No.
But
then I'm going to... No, you know what I'm not a fan of? What I call that, and to me, it's not pseudo-jazz. Probably what I listen to is the kind of stuff they used to play on CD 101.9 before it changed formats this week. Yeah. That one, New York is no. I don't get the here. I go. I haven't done this rapid around. I don't get the type of jazz that real jazz purists listen to. Like for example, up next, here's Miles Davis.
No, that was the modern.
I don't get after that gets stuff.
What that was exactly what rock and roll was 10 years later.
Melody. There are riffs you can get into. That's just honking, bleeding noises that signify nothing.
They were stoned. That's what it was. Exactly like the rock groups were in the late 60s.
Yeah, but at least they were making music that was going somewhere.
I'm sure there are people who can look at that.
Yeah, there are people that say, oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are people who say that it sucked. I think we all listened to In a God of the Vida because it was cool to listen to it. And when you listen to it today...
Go away, please. Herbie Hancock... All the records that came out this year and his highly overlooked, and probably for good reason, because it's kind of standard Herbie Hancock. You can play it in the background music. Oh, you gotta be kidding. You are. Please tell me they're kidding. No, they don't. But then again, this is the same organization that once gave out a heavy metal record of the year award to Jethro Tull. So that's it. You don't want more. I don't have to say anything else, say something indeed about a station that I actually did enjoy listening to that called itself Smooth Jazz, which had nothing, pretty much for the most part, nothing to do with smooth jazz.
No.
It was kind of, I mean, for God's sakes, they played Billy Joel and play Otis Redding. It was not much, it really wasn't jazzy too much, except they played a lot of those very smooth jazz guitarists that I really hate. I mean, guitarists, you can be too smooth. I'm yawning now. Give me somebody that really attacks their guitar that could do something reasonable with the guitar. It made for a good background music listening to station. It was a good second or third choice in the truck or in the shop when you got sick and freaking tired of a Q104 or CBS FM. So it went belly up and the smooth jazz format that was not making enough money to keep it on the air. And after 20 years, boom, overnight, unbeknownst to anybody, well-kept secret, 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, it segued from smooth jazz into a lot of people being out of work, the entire air staff, and it became WXRP, this week's new rock station, an AAA, an adult album alternative station, which is probably, I'm sorry to say, likely to tank, unless they do it really right. The station's the average age of the listener at this station is probably going to be in the 35 to 50 range. I don't think there's enough people out there looking for this kind of alternative rock stuff. I don't believe it's going to work out. I think they would have done better going after the country music demo, but this is what it is.
It's cheap channel. What do you expect?
Yeah.
When Tribune owned it, at least they tried to do some good stuff with it,
Well, this is... I've listened to it, and... It's not bad. It's not horrendous, but of course, like most news stations, they've only hired one fucking air personality. The rest of the day it's not even voice tracked. It's liners, and the same ones repeated ad nauseum, including the one that goes on about how, well, man, nothing sounds better than vinyl. That's how the liner ends before they segue into the next wave file. But nothing sounds better than vinyl. They're trying to make a sound, and they've got liners at stake. No. Our DJs will have input to what they can play. Yeah, they'll show them a rack with about 15 CDs on it and say, see these three songs that have check marks next to them? You could choose one of those. Yeah, they're going to have a lot of input in what they can play. WNEW-FM is not coming back in the form of WXRP, kids. Anyway, that's it. I really don't have another fucking thing to say tonight. I'm pretty much blowing myself out and giving you way more overtime than you probably all deserve. But hey, good turnout tonight, good crowd, good audience, and we are, as always, appreciative. And remind you, if you're listening on the internet, tell 10 or 12 friends. I want that audience up there, particularly as the religion show is coming up relatively soon. I still got a lot. I've been writing notes and getting my stuff together so like I don't miss anything when we finally do this rather tedious presentation that a lot of people probably see it as, because that's not going to be a particularly fun night. It's going to be serious shit, man. Well, of course, which Dick makes then, but it's going to be serious shit, man. And I'm looking at the computer, I go, my God, I've already got 55 typewritten, so to speak, pages of stuff I'm working on, and we're not finished yet. That might we might go until 4 in the morning on that one, though. But religion is just one of those topics that it's so fruitful. It's such a deep mind shift. And I haven't been there in years since I closed it. Such a deep mind shift. There is so much gold to be mined that I could do a weekly show. Maybe someday I'll retire from this and I'll just do a show every week discussing religion and how fucking ridiculous and stupid I think religion and most people's beliefs are. There you go.
You opened up the show with a monologue about nuns, okay?
Yeah, which, by the way, maybe I'll pick up next week, because I had in my mind this whole scenario that I wanted to discuss, but there hasn't been time tonight. Next week. Hey, there you go. I don't have to prepare a show for next week.
But I'm saying, you know, we had the nuns too, and
who we?
Me.
Oh.
Okay, I had the nuns in my school, and I heard what you were talking about. Look, we had some that were so insane, these women. We had the third grade teacher. This was a nun. She used to pick kids up, and what are they, about 11 in third grade? 10? Throw them against the wall.
Yeah, that's pretty much standard operating procedure for some. Well, the nun that I might have discussed tonight had I had time, so maybe I will next week.
Yeah,
Mother Dizane, who we used to call Dizzy, because she had this habit of going up to the blackboard and starting on one lesson, and then it's like she'd space and she'd go off into something else.
Oh, yeah.
She was the original leather nun with the 12-pound iron cross around her neck.
Yeah.
Bad news. Beat many of us bloody.
Yeah, well, when this nun died, they had a holiday in the school. Nobody went. And the poor third grade kids, they got another day off. You know?
Yeah, those of them that were not in traction or otherwise hospitalized because they were in her class.
I got news for you. We used to. In my high school class, we had a couple of guys. We could manipulate almost every teacher into going dizzy. Start on their lesson, and we could, especially because our economics teacher was also the basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
We would get him so far off talking about stats and the team to the league, you wouldn't believe how far.
And I wouldn't want to believe, because I probably wouldn't want to know anything about it. Well, all you need to know before we get out of here tonight is, once again, our email address, because it's been flooded with emails, and all from Brian. Other than for him, that's just about nothing. So if you'd like to email us with comments about this show, with comments about what you'd like to hear on future shows, or just telling me where to go, whatever it is, hey, I'll read it. Might not get back to you, but I read them all. The address, once again, and, I look forward to reading them. So, send me them. And if they're of the up yours variety, I'll enjoy them for what they are and probably sending you back something in a similar vein. The address is WBCQ Radio WBCQRadio@AOL.com. That's WBCQRadio@AOL.com. And if you need that information or anything else, or, of course, if you'd like to hear our streaming audio or download this show or share it with others, and we advise you to, go to our website, johnlightning.com, where there's a PayPal link so you can become one of our PayPalies and help us out here financially, because I foot the bill pretty much all alone right now, and it sucks. And if you're enjoying this regularly, you should do your part if you can, and we hope you will. Once again, our website is johnlightning.com. That's johnlightning.com. All right, gentlemen, any finals here?
Let's just get home because it's freezing out there.
Yeah, I guess so. Fortunately, it's nice and comfy here in the 11L facility.
I'm actually sweating.
Yeah, well, see that? See that? Over upstairs, my tenants are probably complaining because it's only 79 degrees in their fucking apartments instead of the 85 that they like. Cocksuckers. Okay, that's it.
Tropics.
Yes, indeed. All right, thanks again, folks. Until next time, as always, good health, good luck, and bye-bye, y'all.